Welcome to the Metaphysical Manifesting Podcast with intuitive light worker, national speaker, metaphysical teacher, and best-selling author, Lisa Kessler. What is it you want to manifest? Are you looking to increase your income, change careers? Maybe you want to manifest a new home or a new car. Are you ready to bring love into your life? You have come to the right place.
Hello, everyone. Can you believe December starts this week? What? 2023 is almost over. How are you feeling about your year? This is the time of year when lots of people start reflecting back and looking at things they wish they did or things that they need to do next year. And also, sometimes people get a little judgmental and they get hard on themselves about missed opportunities or that they should be further along than they are. And I wanted to talk today about perhaps how you can look ahead to the new year without New Year's resolutions, without punishment, and just look toward growth. Look for a theme for your year. And this comes up a lot for me at this time of year because this is the week that I open my bookings for year ahead tarot readings. And they fill up every year. I only do them in December and January. And basically, it is a nice way to get a theme for your year. You get a mantra for the year, as well as an oracle card for each month of the year that gives you kind of a theme for each month. And when you follow your year ahead reading for the whole year, I have people who come back every year, and I do them for myself as well. And I can tell you that it is so helpful, especially when things come at you, you know, when life makes a right turn that you didn't see coming. It's super helpful to be able to have this map, like a spiritual pathway forward for your year. And I thought I would share a couple stories. My year ahead reading for 2023, my theme word for the year, if you choose one, mine was freedom. And this was the year in 2023 that I decided I met this great artist who really gets me. And I thought, you know, I've been thinking about this tarot book to teach people to read tarot intuitively. And this would be my chance to make a tarot deck to go with it because this artist is so fabulous, Holly Carton. And so I put together a Kickstarter in 2023 and it funded. And we have been working on this tarot deck almost all year while I've been, you know, running my business, helping people manifest things and running the Mastermind Weekly group. And it has been a really busy year. And up until 2023, I was writing like 6 books a year. So I was chained to the keyboard and my writing chair, which I love. I am not complaining. However, it was a stifling. I mean, that's probably not the right word because creatively it's fantastic, but there is a lot of stress knowing that you have to get 10,000 words a week, no matter what, or you're not going to meet your deadlines. And it is really stressful. And so not knowing at the beginning of the year that it was going to be, you know, freedom, my mantra card for the year was the 5 of Wands, which if you're familiar with tarot, no matter what deck, the 5 of Wands is pretty much chaos. But the deck that I use for mantras makes the 5 of Wands seem a little less chaotic. It talks about, you know, that you're going to look outside the box and you're going to find other opportunities, and something that seems like it's from left field is going to end up making great sense. And in walks my tarot deck. but in reading that mantra once a week all year long, I really embraced taking chances that I normally never would have taken. And it has really made opportunities open up for me that I never dreamed would be possible. So I credit that mantra, even though when I turned over that card, I am not kidding, I rolled my eyes, really a year of chaos. But it wasn't. It was a year of stepping out of my comfort zone. It was a year of growing. It was a year of saying yes. And I would not trade it for anything. Did everything go perfect? No. Was it easy? Definitely not. But I am so proud of everything about this year because it was not in my comfort zone. And starting this podcast happened this year too. Last year, did I think I would start a podcast about metaphysical things and manifesting in 2023? No, I had no idea. But I was willing because I was saying this mantra every week that ideas out of left field are going to end up being great. So I took chances that maybe I wouldn't have without that mantra, without that theme for my year, right? So why am I telling you this? Well, my year ahead readings are opening this week. You can start booking them. If you look in the show notes, there is a link there. I only have limited spots and I sell out every year, but I would love to give you a pathway forward so that you know during the year that you are never lost. I'm telling you this because I had a year where my theme was chaos, but I never, ever felt lost. And let me tell you the incredible things that happened this year because I took chances. We bought a house. What? In 2022, I had no idea I would be able to get into a house in 2023. What? So I had my first Kickstarter and it funded. I'm making my first tarot deck. I am in talks with a publishing house to distribute it worldwide. I built my manifesting business and my mastermind group. We have a member of the mastermind group who walked this year after 9 years in a wheelchair. What? Anything is possible. I know I always say that to you guys, but oh my gosh, this year showed me that it really is. Anything is possible. We can do anything. The only limits are the ones that we allow ourselves to accept. So please invest in yourself. Take those chances. You will never regret it. All right. The regrets are always the chances we didn't take. Even if things don't go exactly the way that you were hoping, they always go out. They turn out exactly the way that they were supposed to. Divine timing always has your highest good right at heart. And the universe is always giving you little synchronicities to tell you it's the right time. And there's something really cool that's happening this year. So if you look at the final date of this year, it's going to be 12/31/23. If you take out the dashes, it becomes 1-2-3, 1-2-3, right? It's a waltz. It's a dance. That's what life is. And the universe gives us these little glimpses of, you know, the bigger picture, and we're part of it. And our lives matter, and you are exactly where you're supposed to be right now. And I'm so grateful to all of you for listening. I'm grateful for you for being part of this journey. And I'm so proud of every chance you take, whether you're my client or just a regular listener or if I know you through books. Life is scary sometimes, and you are all so incredible. So thank you so much. Do not punish yourself for things that didn't go the way you wanted in 2023. Look for the lessons, because every time there is a block or a challenge, there's a lesson in there for us. Find the lesson, find the gratitude for the lesson, and then grow. That's what life's all about. So to wrap up, my year ahead readings for 2024 are now open. So you can click that link and schedule your appointment before they fill up. And I will love seeing you on Zoom. I can read for anybody all over the whole world. And I am so excited to see what 2024 has in store for you and give you a theme and a path forward that's spiritually led so that you feel so fulfilled in 2024, you just can't even believe it. All right, it's gonna be your best year yet. I just know it. So hang in there. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope that I see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Metaphysical Manifesting Podcast with Lisa Kessler. If you have questions or comments, or if you'd like to work with Lisa to manifest your dreams, you can connect with her through her website at metaphysicalmanifesting.net. That's also where you can claim your free weekly tarot reading and manifesting tips. Make sure you subscribe or follow the Metaphysical Manifesting Podcast on your favorite podcasting site so you never miss another episode. As Lisa likes to say, we can make magic when we bring the universe into the equation. Remember, you don't have to do it alone. If you'd like more information about Lisa, Metaphysical Manifestation Mentorship, or the Manifesting Magic Mastermind, visit her website at metaphysicalmanifesting.net.